from the word doko, which means to think. Dogma, law. There's other words in Greek for law. Like the usual word for law would be like nomos. Like those who don't believe in the law, like me. I mean, I believe in the law. But what I mean is like who say like they would call that anomianism. No law. There is a law. There's a law of Christ. There's all kinds of laws we have to obey. But the question is, how do we fulfill them? Do we fulfill them by doing it our way? Do we give Sarah, or do we give Abraham Hagar, and she sleeps with him and creates Ishmael? Or do we wait on the promise of God and receive by faith the son which he promised through the woman who was barren? See, because like Sarah, it was impossible for her to have a child. Like her, it is impossible for me to be righteous. Something I could never do. I could not conceive righteousness in me. But God, as it says in Ephesians chapter, I like to go, I love this verse. I want to remind you of it. Ephesians chapter, I mean, was it like 3 or 4? That's 3. Last verse of 3, or second to last, 20. Chapter 3 to verse 20. To him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He can do above anything you could even ask or think to ask. And above, I mean in those things that are divine. I don't sit around and pray, God, help me fix my car. I probably should, because my cars are in such bad shape. Said, Lord, car, pray. He knows I need that stuff. Honestly, I don't think I ever pray about that stuff. I have on occasion, honestly, like, Lord, just let me make it home. I don't want to get stuck right now, Lord. I've been prayerful on the trips home. Yeah, you know. But, I mean, I don't dwell on it in prayer ever, or my bills, or my financial situation. I don't. God's given me a lot of peace in that regard. And I do dwell on things, though, that I think are more needful. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because remember, you can't inherit the kingdom of God if you have all these working of iniquity going on in you. So I know, since I'm going to inherit the kingdom of God, because I, by faith, have knowledge of that. So therefore, I also know that I will be worthy of that kingdom. God is going to make me worthy. Touch not, taste not. You know, people think that by doing these things, you know, I won't eat this. I won't eat any pork. I won't eat any shellfish. No snake or anything like that, you know. I hardly eat pork anyway, but it's not like I can't. I mean, occasionally we'll have like sausages or something like that, you know. But I never like to eat a lot. It's a very rich, fatty meat at times. And, you know, like sausages are really bad for you. I try to stay away from it, you know. I've had to kill meat and eat it. And I tell you what, in America, we're so removed from our food. There's a sense in which I think it would be well for people to understand what it takes to kill something, skin it, and eat it. They might think twice about the way they lightly look at their food. You know, it's not, it just comes prepackaged and zipped up and all that, and frozen or whatever, and chopped up and minced and all this, and it's all done far, far away from our sheltered little lives. But I've killed with my bare hands and eaten thereof. And it was a shock to me, the feelings that it created. Well, that lives a sheltered life. Far from that. I mean, I'd killed and eaten fish before, but it's not the same as when you kill something higher, like a bird or a or like some like a cow. I mean, it was a chicken, you know, but it's like still. It's not quite the same as a fish. And I'm sure for those bigger animals, it's not the same even yet, you know. And not to say, and I still eat all that stuff. But my point is just that there is, I don't want to say laws like you don't have to, you know, don't eat this, don't eat that. But on the other hand, don't just be so careless about food. And I mean in the sense of excess. the excess and immoderation in regards to food, the way we eat it, the way we look at it, you know, this nourishment that God has given us, it's nourishment to the body. It's not supposed to be this, you know, we've turned it into like this sensual, pleasurable, sort of almost sexual experience. Because it's so, oh, delicious. Oh, my soul lusteth for it. I mean, God has killed people over food. And not overeating pork. That just made you unclean. It was overeating clean foods. Because they're stuffing themselves with it. Because of their greediness. He slew them. After the commandments and doctrines of men, which thing have a show of wisdom and will worship? No, we got to be willing to worship God. You know, and what it means is like, there. And this is why I say, I don't, those who seek to please God by the law, I have a lot of sympathy for them. And they want to please God. And they're not going about it the right way, and they're doing it ignorantly. And in that, I see that God could wink at that. And also that I pray most of all that they would be enlightened. Okay? I have sympathy for it because I say that I was the same way. I wanted to be free from drunkenness. Because the scriptures have a law. It says, drunkenness, if you are a drunkard, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. So I have to be not a drunkard. I can't inherit the kingdom of God. I can't go into the kingdom of heaven drunk. God has to make me so I'm not one of those people. And so, when someone puts forth their own effort and tries to stop, it's not to be despised, okay? And I don't despise people who follow the Sabbath. I want to make that clear. I do not despise them. But that is a shadow. It's not the true thing that God intends for us to have, especially now in Christ. Don't go back to being subject to ordinances. And all those things, when you use them, they perish. The day goes by. The food goes out the dearth. That's what Jesus said. You know, it's like, hey, you know, the thing goes into your body, it comes out the other end, and it's gone. Labor for the meat that does not perish. Labor for the day that never ends. For so the day that shines brighter and brighter unto perfection. Because the doctrines and commandments of men. And so, well, wait a second. See, that's where the weasel point is for people.